Texas releases its first ever official nutrition guidelines. Texas Border Business, Texas Department of State Health Services. The Texas Nutrition Advisory Committee today published the first nutritional guidelines created by Texans for Texans. The guidelines are part of TNAC's inaugural report following its creation last year to review scientific findings on nutrition and ultra-processed foods and recommend ways Texans can improve their health through what they eat. These new nutritional guidelines translate the science into practical steps Texans can use to support their health and well-being, said TNAC Chair Jacqueline Albin, MD. At the same time, we recognize that healthy eating has to work in the real world. It isn't about perfection. Starting with one or two realistic changes and building from there can make healthy eating more achievable and sustainable for Texans and their families. The TNAC guidelines are: fill half your plate with vegetables and fruit at every meal for better digestion and health. Mix in a variety of colors of produce. Eat three or more servings of healthy proteins each day to keep your muscles, brain, bones, and skin strong. These can be a mixture of beans, seafood, meats, eggs, and nuts. Include healthy fats every day. Sources include nuts, seeds, fatty fish, olive oil, and avocados. Eat food for healthy bones and teeth every day. Nutrients like protein, calcium, vitamin D, vitamin K, and magnesium can come from dairy sources, milk, yogurt, cheese, and non-dairy sources, fatty fish with bones, green vegetables, beans, seeds, and nuts. When you choose grains, choose whole grains. They are minimally processed and have fewer added ingredients like preservatives. Drink water when you are thirsty. Reduce or avoid sugar-sweetened beverages and alcohol. Reduce or avoid sweeteners and artificial creamers in coffee or tea. Additional specifics of the guidelines are available in a summary on the TNAC website. TNAC was created by SB 25 of the 2025 Texas Legislature with members appointed by Governor Greg Abbott. In addition to establishing the committee, SB 25 expands physical education in elementary and middle school, enhances nutrition education at all levels, and requires food manufacturers to label foods that contain certain ingredients. The U.S. healthcare system spends an astonishing $4.5 trillion annually, with a staggering 90% of those monies directed toward chronic and mental health conditions, said SB 25 author Senator Lois Kolkhorst. These new guidelines from TNAC are key to improving food and nutrition literacy in Texas and addressing the root causes of chronic health issues. What we teach about nutrition in our classrooms, from kindergarten through college, including the education of our healthcare professionals, will move the healthcare needle. When people understand what strengthens their health, they are empowered to make better choices for themselves and their families. The bill creates an opportunity to strengthen food and nutrition literacy across Texas by setting the new guidelines as the basis for an expanded curriculum in public schools from kindergarten through college and for professional health education. The committee's report highlights the importance of lifelong nutrition education so people have a greater confidence and practical ability to make and support healthy food choices. I was proud to sponsor SB 25 that established the Texas Nutrition Advisory Council and am grateful for all of the work of the committee members in updating nutrition guidelines for Texans, said Representative Lacey Hull. With the passage of SB 25, Texas is leading the movement to make America healthy again. This inaugural report rightfully focuses on eating real food and brings Texas closer to the goal of updating nutrition curricula to benefit Texans at all educational levels. TNAC's work does not end with today's report. It will continue to review new research and update its recommendations annually as new data and other information becomes available. All Texans can engage in the committee's work by learning about the new guidelines and considering opportunities to get involved as a subject matter expert or community leader. Details will be posted on the TNAC website at dshs.texas.gov/texas-nutrition-advisory-committee. Information source: Texas Department of State Health Services.